This is Robert Martellacci of the Mindshare Learning Report. We're at ISTE 2011 in Philadelphia and have the good fortune of having a Mindshare Learning moment with our national video contest winners here in Philadelphia, Jonathan Crossland and Carrie Boymeister from Park Street Elementary School, and we have Barry Jensen from Mount Douglas High School in Victoria, BC. Thank you for joining us. What's the conference been like so far?
It's really been amazing. It's so much to take in, and I'm going to take back some great things from these 3 days we've been here.
Now, we honored you last night at our Can-Am partnering reception with the Canadian Consulate. What was that like for you, Carrie?
It was very exciting and very rewarding. We got to meet a lot of people and all of our sponsors, and it was a great night.
Cool. Now, Barry, what inspired you to submit to the contest?
It was actually one of my district principals that sent me an email pointing me in the direction of the Mindshare Learning website, and I looked at it, and he thought that as soon as he saw it, that was the right thing that I should apply, and it was really easy to do, and it gave us a focus in class with my students to create this video for the contest, and seemed to work out pretty well.
Very cool. Now, one of the things we're thinking of doing next year is perhaps theming it, like choosing a theme, whether it's social justice or, you know, the green theme. What do you guys think of that?
I think it'd be a work out fine. A lot of people have different interests in specific things, so that might cue interests of individuals as well. Maybe even bring some people on board that you might not have had before, so I think it'd be a good idea.
Cool. One of the challenges we have today is that, you know, about 25% of teachers, according to ISTE, actually use technology in the classroom. You guys are leading the way. Carrie, what inspired you to start using tech? When did you start? Was it at the Faculty of Education? You look like you just graduated a year ago or two. But how did you immerse yourself in it?
I really think it was our administration that encouraged us to really use technology in our classrooms. And basically, as a staff, we come together and we have a lot of enrichment and professional development on technology, and we use it all the time in our classrooms.
What would you say to an educator who's kind of reticent to engaging with tech but wants to perhaps take the leap of faith, but how would you say they go about it?
I think one of the most important things for a teacher who isn't used to using technologies is to have some support system within the school, to have a mentor, someone that can support them. Because it really isn't all that difficult once you have a direction. But getting a direction and having somebody there to point you in that direction is really important, I think, because it's easy for people to get overwhelmed by the amount of technology that's available online and in terms of hardware and software. Yeah. But if you have some direction, it's really doable.
Do you have any thoughts on that, John? Like, you know, how do you encourage and twist arms? And, you know, one of the teachers that did a presentation recently with the Learning Partnership event I was at said if you get a critical mass of about 14%, then it starts to achieve that tipping point and other teachers get pulled along. Any thoughts?
I agree with what Barry's saying, but it's also about a little bit about the culture of your school and what you've your goals and your vision and mission is for your school. If it's part of the culture and part of the expectation, and you have the support network and the direction, then every little contribution will help, right? Everyone can do something, and some people take it further than others, but just have a starting point, good support, and a direction, I think it will work out. Just find out what you're comfortable with and start from there.
Keep it simple, and hence principal leadership is really vital when it comes to that. You know, the schools that I see that are really immersed in tech are the ones that principals kind of provide the tools and let them run with it. Now, we're here, it's kind of noisy in the background. We're here at the SIGS, the Special Interest Group sessions. Incredible innovation happening here. Have you seen anything that really intrigued you, Carrie, or have you had some time to spend here, or anyone jump in on that?
There's been a lot of great ideas that we can take back and use in our classroom when we return. One of the ones that I really liked was the Edmodo, and it's a great website. It's very similar to Facebook, but I think the kids are really going to enjoy that, and that's going to be a great tool.
Right. And you spent some time on the exhibit floor. Was it kind of small this year, I think? Yeah. How many vendors? I think there were at least 500, if not more. A little overwhelming?
It's like walking into a stadium to watch a football game. The area, the venue is that big, and it's a little overwhelming, but you take a little at a time. You don't make eye contact with anybody you don't want to buy something from.
Or have your Visa fall out on the floor. But this seems to be the year of the tablet, and a few years back it was just the interactive whiteboards, but the tablets seem to be gaining traction. Do they excite you?
Yeah, they definitely do. I've got a little bit of tablet envy. I don't have one myself, so everyone around here seems to be replacing everything, right? No one's taking notes or using their iPad or their tablet, and they're running their programs off that. So it seems to be the it thing right now. And they're only a couple years old, so you can only see them getting better as they go on from here.
Yeah, shopping.
And we'll pick one up. Yeah.
Shopping for a tab. Well, you probably get a good deal. Excellent. So you collectively was the prize package was over $50,000, and you got a bunch of technology. You got that little mini video camera. What's the name of that?
Flip video.
Yeah, I kind of forgot because Cisco bought the company and then they shelved it. It's shocking, but is that a cool device that kids like to use?
Yeah, actually, I've outsourced it to my son.
Is that right?
And he carries it around with him all the time. Yeah, and he's sort of he tells me what works on it and how it works so that I can pass that down to my students.
Yeah, I have kids, and they're really handy. They're my tech support. Speaking of kids, when you are using technology, do you engage the kids to help you get things going, problem solve? Is that something they tend to do at your schools?
Yeah, for sure. Our students really take on a leadership role with that, and they love using technology, and they're a huge help in the classroom with either setting it up or hooking it up, but also to use it. Going back to the flip videos, they use it often for their morning announcements, and they'll go around and film other students.
Idea.
And yep.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for your time, and it was really a pleasure meeting you. In fact, I'm curious as to what it was like when the three of you or four of you met, the national winners and collaboration. You seem to have formed a bit of a bond and had some time to spend together collaborating.
Yeah, we did. And Carrie and Barry have talked last night a bit about working together over the next school year with some partnerships with the grade 9 English and Carrie's grade 5 students. So, I mean, it could be the beginning of some interesting things. You know what I mean? I guess to some degree we're the leaders here of technology for our schools. So anything we can do to branch out and make it bigger and better,
awesome.
We're always looking for something.
And Barry, your thoughts in terms of meeting up with the other fellow contest winners? Are you going to keep in touch? Or are you? Yeah, you have kind of a learning community, if you will.
I would think so. Like we were talking about, like John was saying, maybe some sort of a collaboration between schools. It'd be neat to be able to get on Skype and collaborate across the country with some writing workshops?
Well, one of the things we're developing is the MindShare Learning Network of Innovative Schools, and you guys are automatic members, having one, and we have the contest winners from the previous 2 years, so we're going to try to help nurture that and encourage, you know, further collaboration, because really that's the power of learning. I did a master's in EdTech at Pepperdine, and you know, it was incredible using Skype and other Web 2.0 tools to share knowledge and support each other in the learning process. But, you guys did an awesome job on the videos, and congratulations. You are now the judges for next year. I don't know if you read that in the fine print. So that's the tradition we started. What do you think of that?
Yeah, we'll take that and run with it.
Yeah, I think the judges should be invited back.
Oh,
on Estee's tab.
San Diego, yes. San Diego.
Oh, it's San Diego next year.
Alumni trips.
There you go, the alumni. That sounds great. Well, thank you so much again for joining us. That was John Crossland, Carrie Boymeister, and Barry Jensen, national contest winners for the MindShare Learning Report. This is Robert Merlacci, and until next time, keep the learning curve steep.